Okay, so we're just going to relax and breathe. Just taking a couple of slow, deep breaths into our heart space. Maybe closing our eyes or putting our hand on our heart. And just choosing to relax. Such a gift we give ourselves when we take a quiet moment and choose to relax, allowing ourselves to feel that peace that underlies all of the activity, remembering that the wonder of the infinite, eternal, divine nature exists at the center of everyone and everything, everywhere, always. We are that. We are the light and the love, the peace and the grace, the prosperity, the health, the wholeness, the joy that is spirit. We are that. And we have that beautiful inner being that always resides in our vortex and looks after what we want, endlessly orchestrating beautiful rendezvous with surprises and delights around every corner, knowing there is grace unfolding here. I give thanks for it. I give thanks for the love and the peace and the light and the joy. I give thanks. And I know that this day, for most of us, is pre-holiday or in the middle of holiday in December. We're past Thanksgiving, we're approaching solstice and Christmas. I should have looked it up, I think Hanukkah's right around now this year as well. And I know that each of us has that opportunity to have a holiday spirit, to laugh and to love and to enjoy. And whether you're a big fan of Christmas lights, as I am, I went to see the Bull Run Christmas lights, or a big fan of Christmas music, as I am, I went to a holiday concert on Friday, or whatever part of the holidays that makes your heart sing, you have the opportunity to focus there. And I was listening to Christmas music this week, and one of the songs I have is by a woman named Yella Werder, who is a friend of a friend in Florida. And she wrote a song, and it starts out, "The hustle and the bustle of the holidays has me looking around instead of looking inside." And the chorus goes, "I just want to be home in my heart for Christmas. So I trust and release. Because I know in my heart that love is Christmas." And the song is about that moment of awareness, of feeling at home in your heart. And there's so many Christmas songs about being home for the holidays. And yet many people, many centers and churches are doing services about Blue Christmas because there are people feeling lonely or missing someone who's made their transition. And coming home to a particular place or a particular people can be problematic sometimes. But if we come home to our heart and remember that love is Christmas. Then there is no place that isn't home for Christmas, because the love exists within us and all around us, everywhere and always. And sometimes we perceive it and sometimes we don't. But we have the opportunity to move in the direction of the love, to sink into that beautiful space within us that is peace and love and light, and to connect to that part of us that is ever present, ever loving, ever aware of us. And so I found a couple of quotes. The first one from Abraham. And since I just started to cry talking about that, it's appropriate. Abraham said, "And that feeling of tears, as you described, that's just sort of overjoy. In other words, it's a coming home feeling. It's realizing at very deep levels that you really know coming home. Why does joy sometimes make you weep? It's because you're in such alignment with who you are that your physical body cannot contain the feeling of well-being that you're focused on." And so it just sort of drips out. I have that experience of dripping out often. And I was reading something by Ernest Holmes this week, and he said, "I feel at home in the universe in which I live. I feel secure in the divine presence that is around me. I have complete faith in myself, complete confidence in my future, because I know that underneath are the sustaining arms of the infinite." So coming home. And I was reading a piece from my Chatting with the Beloved book where I was talking to Beloved, and I said, "Life shifts so quickly sometimes. My friend Vitai came home to you for good yesterday at 1 p.m. I found out last night. And B said, "And you came home to us by choice at 6:21 a.m. And we laughed. And I said, "Doesn't really feel like the same thing to me, B." And they said, "We agree there's a difference in degree, but it's all for good. Vitai is now totally aware of the fullness of his being. You are as yet partially aware that you are part of the we that we are. You are both eternally at home with us. You are still also identifying your physical body as self. He is no longer seeing his body as a locus of identity. You are both still at home with us." So I want to focus this meditation on being home for the holidays. And some of us may have a home that feels like warmth and grace and peace and joy and celebration that we live in right now. Some of us may have had that in our childhood or at other times in our lives. But there is this place of peace within us that is eternal, that is ever present. Finding that feeling of home in our heart for Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or solstice or New Year's or Valentine's Day or Easter or 4th of July. It doesn't matter. We can be home in our hearts in any moment of any day, because there is that beauty and power within us that totally loves us, supports us and supplies us, attends to us in every moment of all of our lives. There is never, ever a time when we are alone. One time, a man said to Abraham, "If I call out to you, sometimes I call out to you in my mind, do you ever hear me?" And Abraham said, "Every time." And someone in the audience said, "We couldn't hear him." And Abraham said, "That's really funny." And they asked him to repeat it. And the man said, "I said, sometimes I call out your name in my mind, Abraham. Do you ever hear me?" And you said, "Yes." And Abraham said, "We didn't say yes. We said every time. Every time." That phrase is so evocative for me. There is no moment when I can reach for Abraham or my inner being or source and find I am alone. That beautiful divine energy that I call beloved is there every time. Whatever name you choose, whatever resonates most powerfully with you is perfect. You can call spirit Calvin. Oh, I saw a Calvin and Hobbes cartoon this morning. That's why that came up. I wasn't thinking of the theologian, but it is kind of funny. You can call it anything you want. Just call it. Call them. Call him. Call her. Call as. As you call. And then you get quiet and remember to listen. There is a voice forever proclaiming, "This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased." We are loved. We are so dearly, deeply, wonderfully, infinitely loved. And moving into that space where we can allow that feeling of love to flow through us, to us, and all around us is such a powerful thing. And I printed a second segment from Beloved that was a few days after the first one. And it's titled Anchoring Divine Love. And it caught my attention because it talks about the guided meditations that I lead. Abraham said, Beloved said, "When you lead a guided meditation and a whole room full of people experience the love of their inner being through your words and your vibration, each of those people is anchoring divine love. If they go on to think about it, connect with us consciously, and move into savoring a relationship with us directly, then they are anchoring for themselves that feeling." Of course, most of them already know us well. "But each of them anchor it on the planet in the moment they allow that feeling of connection to vibrate within them." I said, you are placing great value on what I consider to be the most fleeting and ephemeral of experiences. Can only a feeling be that important?" Beloved said, "Your feelings are vitally important. They make up your signature vibration. When you feel divine love, when you allow us into your heart, you are changed. The most essential part of you knows us and adores us and is us already. You feel us and remember suddenly that there is so much more here for you than you may have been living. I said, I remember the exhilaration of being shot through the heart with the love of God in meditation and crying for 3 hours, B. B said, most people's experiences are a lot more subtle. Yours were too at first. I said, that's true, B. Thrill bumps, a tingling in my forehead or scalp, a warmth in my heart, a feeling of homecoming or belonging. B said, exactly. Perceiving us takes perceptual skills most people have buried deeply that take a while to awaken. But we want you to recognize the value of each baby step on that path to awakening. I said, wow, B, that really puts this in a new light. Each moment of conscious communion with you is precious. I love the feelings of awe and reverence I felt at first. Our ease and familiarity now has shifted that some, but I'm feeling awed in this moment that you see such great value in any of our early glimpses of you in our lives. They said, we love laughing and playing and sharing your life. We love connecting with everyone and celebrate the briefest, slightest glimmer of recognition we feel in any of you. I said, you feel us, beloved? They said, we feel our energy of love move into you when you open up to us. That pushes our bliss buttons. And we laughed. I said, oh, okay. We push the bliss buttons of our inner being when we allow ourselves to feel the love. It is such a gift. It is so powerful to open our hearts to the love, to come home to our heart, to come home to that beautiful sense of belonging. We belong here. We are worthy. We are capable. We are intelligent. We are creative. And we have the capacity to feel that infinite joy and wonder that is the truth of our being. So I invite you to open your heart to the love and the light and allow yourself to come home in your heart for this lovely day in December or any day of the year, that basking in the beauty, savoring the deliciousness of life, breathing deeply the sweet scents. There are flowers that bloom at Christmas, and they have such beautiful fragrances. And I'm seeing them in my mind's eye. I'm not coming up with the name of them, but I remember my mother planting them every year in the fall so that they would bloom for Christmas, and the whole house smelling of those tiny little white flowers that smelled so good and looked so pretty and so delicate. I have a cactus blooming and that has glorious pink flowers. I have an orchid blooming and it has white and purple flowers. I have daisies matched with holly with red berries from the tree outside. I know that there are a gazillion ways to celebrate coming home for the holidays in our hearts. And what makes home for you? Invite yourself to remember feelings of homecoming. A warm welcome might be a hug or a smile. A warm welcome might be the scent of a turkey cooking or a pie baking. A warm welcome might be something I can't even imagine for you. For we all have our own intimate, loving experiences of home and love and beauty and joy. So let's take a minute, and I'll be quiet. And I invite you to ask yourself how you sense that homecoming. Maybe feelings within you, or it may be things that speak to your senses. I'll call you back in a couple of minutes. It's interesting to see what means home to each of us. It's wonderful to appreciate what touches our hearts, what reminds us that we're loved. What feels good that we can focus on and appreciate and remember. Abraham calls those things touchstones and says we can carry them around on a little note card in our pocket to pull out while we're waiting in line at the bank. Just have that feeling for a moment. The feeling of connection, feeling of love, the feeling of grace. It is so good to remember that feeling. And so as we come to the end of our time for this meditation, I invite you to just stretch a little bit your neck or your back, your arms, feeling that energy of spirit moving in you and through you, and as your awakened consciousness coming through that time of meditation into a place of greater waking consciousness, but equal connection and joy. It is good to come together with friends, and I am just so grateful for each person here who has connected, and for each one who hears this recording later, that there is love here, and it is good, and so it is.